Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Thousands of Iraqis have joined a funeral procession in Baghdad for the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani and the Iraqi militia commander Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. Both men were killed in a US airstrike on Friday, an attack that's caused soaring tension between Washington and Tehran. Their bodies, draped in their national flags, were taken from the airport to a shrine in the Shia pilgrimage district of Khademir. Thousands of mourners dressed in black, some carrying flags of militia groups, also paid tribute to eight others killed in the attack. Lise Doucette has the details.
It's both a lot of pomp and ceremony with the military parades, the marching bands with their smart red jackets and their instruments, but also huge crowds filling the streets. There will be 3 days of that in Iran, starting tomorrow in the holy city of Mashhad, then moving the next day to Qasem Soleimani's hometown of Kerman. And in Tehran, on the January 7th, the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei will lead the funeral prayers for Qasem Soleimani. They want to solidify his symbol now, his status as a martyr.
Nearly 3,000 Australian Army reservists are being mobilised to help overworked fire crews tackle the bushfires raging uncontrollably across much of New South Wales and Victoria. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the call-up was the biggest in living memory. Other military and naval assets are also being made available. Phil Mercer is there.
In Victoria and here in New South Wales, there have been at least a dozen emergency warnings throughout the day. Where we are in Nowra, behind us to the west, is a very large fire that's causing a great deal of concern. We understand that it's jumped a river to the north, and we can hear thunderstorms in the air. So this really does add to this sense of ghostliness. It's a very sinister feel in this part of the country. Many of the towns are very empty because people have left. The scorched land is very unnerving for the people still here.
The authorities in Indonesia say the number of people killed in the severe flooding of the capital, Jakarta, has risen to 53. One person remains missing and 175,000 have been displaced. The Indonesian Meteorological Agency has said the storms were one of the most extreme rainfall events since records began in 1866. A court in the Indian state of Chhattisgarh has acquitted a journalist and 17 others of helping Maoists to carry out an ambush against the security forces. Santosh Yadav said he was arrested soon after he interviewed local villagers who accused the police of illegally detaining five teenagers in 2015. World News from the BBC.